From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. A Southeast Missouri contractor has agreed to pay $25,000 to settle a claim that it discriminated against a black employee. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission announced the settlement yesterday with Floyd's Equipment Incorporated in Sikeston, Missouri. The agency said in a news release that issues arose after the employee complained that a foreman was repeatedly using a racial slur. The release says instead of disciplining the foreman, the black employee was demoted from being a backhoe operator to a job doing pick and shovel work in another state. The employee ultimately was fired. Under the settlement, the company also agreed to provide anti-discrimination training and develop policies. The company's owner didn't immediately return a phone message. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill's campaign manager is calling on her Republican rival's office to investigate videos of her campaign taken by a conservative group. Campaign manager David Kirby said yesterday he wants Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley to recuse himself and appoint a special prosecutor to investigate alleged consumer law violations related to the videos. The videos were taken by Project Veritas, a conservative group that produces, quote, sting videos intended to embarrass liberal organizations and media outlets. Videos show an unnamed man asking McCaskill campaign staffers about her positions on guns and other issues. A request for comment to Project Veritas was not immediately returned yesterday. Hawley tweeted that McCaskill should come forward if she has evidence of a crime or, quote, stop politicizing the legal process. A discussion focused on harassment and discrimination in transit will be coming to Columbia in about 2 weeks. The Columbia Missourian reports an attorney from Springfield will lead the seminar, which will highlight real-world examples from litigated cases. According to the Missouri Public Transit Association, the lecture will discuss ways transit providers can train their staff to avoid issues of harassment and discrimination. The association's executive director says members are informing them that harassment and discrimination are a large part of the issues that transit workers are dealing with. The event, called Harassment and Discrimination Issues Specific to Transit in the hashtag MeToo Era, will take place from 10 a.m. to noon, November 1st, at the Oates headquarters in Columbia. New research suggests older sisters play a significant role in sex education. The Columbia Missourian reports researcher Sarah Kaloran, an associate professor in the MU Department of Human Development and Family Science, recently confirmed a study that sisters significantly influence each other on topics of dating and sexuality. She challenged the mindset that talking about sex and relationships has to be uncomfortable and found that sisters can help provide the same guidance they could get from a parent. Over the past 4 years, Kaloran studied 62 pairs of sisters, exploring the messages and conversations they communicated to each other on topics like healthy sex and relationships. Because of the personal experiences and knowledge older sisters typically have, Kaloran said they are able to guide their younger sisters to make smart decisions, minus the awkward interaction with a parent. Kaloran says, however, that more research on the topic would be beneficial to families. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.